an order from a lady. So we have a big one today. You know what? I hate to start the show on a downer, but this really pisses me off when I read this. And I want to try to get a hold of this guy. This guy, Bill Watterson.
Yeah.
He's the guy that draws Calvin and Hobbes.
Oh, yeah, he's bagging it, isn't he?
Yeah, he's another one of these guys who has burnout from drawing pictures 5 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, I'm serious, can kiss my ass. God, I am sick of this. I've done what I can do within the constraints of daily deadlines and small panels.
Yeah, he's just, his brain is absolutely fried. You know, it's a tremendous amount of pressure that you have to deal with to come up with that strip every single day.
Now, listen, I know everybody, there are people out there who think what we do is easy, and I know there's people out there with real jobs, with Joe jobs, that think, for goodness sakes, guys, all you do is come in the studio and open the microphone and crack jokes. Yes, I agree with you. Great job. You could say a football player. All you do is play a kid's game, right?
Right.
Great job. Airline pilot. You get to fly big, huge airplanes all over the world. Mm-hmm. Yes. Great job.
Sure.
But what's the easiest job in the world? Even easier than being a TV mannequin.
Don't these guys have their own schedules too? Can't he just conceivably blast out 15 of them in one day and then, take the next 3 weeks off?
Guy draws a picture. And if it's so tough coming up with the material... Would somebody bring me the comic page today?
Mm-hmm.
Let me show you the type of material that is prevalent in today's comic strips.
Okay. Knee-slappingly funny.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have, you know something, you're right, they don't have the comedy pressure that stand-up comedians, talk show hosts, David Letterman type guys have.
And furthermore, if it's that tough, get yourself a writer to give you 5 jokes a week. That's all it takes. 5 gags a week, and you draw the little balloon head and the stick body.
You're drawing that same character all the time. That should be. You can do that in your sleep. The characters always look the same.
Now, this started with Jane Pauley's husband, with Gary Trudeau.
Right.
This started when he got burnout from writing Doonesbury.
Right.
But I would at least cut him a little slack. Doonesbury, thinking man's cartoon.
Political content each and every day that I'm sure can burn somebody out.
You know, this is akin to the guy that does Dennis the Menace saying he's burned out.
This is the third guy this year. I mean, not even counting Gary Trudeau. The guy who does The Far Side.
Gary Larson,
he bowed out this year.
Now, see, even with The Far Side.
And also the Bloom County guy, he bowed out this
even
year.
Even with The Far Side, I would say, coming up with that, he is so...
Some of those ideas are really funny in The Far Side.
And they're so off the wall that perhaps there's a little more pressure because, I mean, he's...
This is like
unique.
The High and Lowest guy. Yeah. This is like the Beetle Bailey guy saying, I'm stumped. You're stumped. Here's something. How about Beetle Bailey goes into a commissary, and the sergeant ends up running over him with a tank? That's it. That's your idea.
That's it.
Draw 4 little pictures.
And you just do it. You know, really, wouldn't you do it that way? Wouldn't you just cram it all into, like, one day?
Oh, I'd cram it into an hour. Who cares how bad the strip sucked?
Well, see, it's you like could draw.
You'd be done in 1 hour, and then it'd be boom. He got the rest of the week off. And yes, I can draw.
It sounds hard to me because I can't draw. I don't even draw stick figures well.
A good cartoonist.
Yeah, I can draw good.
Well, that's why it's easy to you.
Why don't you write a strip?
Yeah. Mike, I'm suffering from burnout from our radio show. I could do it in my sleep.
I'd like to do that.
The Adventures of Robay.
Yeah. Oh,
you just draw the big guy, big baby Huey body, Rob's rosy cheeks, having him get in all kinds of predicaments like Krispy Kreme donuts.
Sure.
You know, living with his mommy, being engaged. How tough is that?
What, living with your mommy and being engaged?
No, that's very tough, but I mean drawing a comic strip.
Okay, all right.
It's not tough at all. Hey, does anybody have the newspaper? Hey, is anybody listening today? Have you noticed that Charles Broyhill takes the day off and the whole operation here is kind of just ground to a halt? Hello, Robay.
We're combing the countryside for one. We have everything but the comic. Someone's stolen it.
How many newspapers you figure we have lying around here? Regular, like Washington Post-style newspapers?
Of course, this has nothing to do with the other newspaper controversy.
Right.
The missing purple sections from the USA Today.
Yeah, and we have the three principals. We don't have the culprit, but we have the three principals in this room.
Just last week, I came in and my purple section was missing. This week, Mike came in and his purple section was missing.
I determined that Buzz had taken both of those purple sections, and then Buzz informed me that there's a culprit in our midst, and his name is Big Gum Jim.
Now, are we sure of this, that Big Gum Jim's the one that's stealing the newspapers?
Yeah, mostly, yes.
Well, I mean, most of the time, it's him, yeah.
He kind of hedged. I wouldn't mind grilling him a little bit to find out what the deal is.
I hear he takes the purple sections and puts them in Tupperware.
There you go.
That's stolen Tupperware.
He steals Tupperware, too.
Diana, don't you know anything about the comics, darling? It would be in the weekend. Nope, hold on. Got it. Right here. Here's the weekend section. And here's the comics pullout. Beautiful. Got it. Thank you, Diana. You do know something about comics. I take it back.
All right.
All right, let's see Calvin and Hobbes. Let's see all the right. kind of burnout
that's yeah, the guy that's
Bill,
burned out.
Bill Watterson is suffering from.
Share it with us, please.
Ah, this stupid toaster burned my toast. And look at these pictures. These are not even like good cartoon pictures.
Right, really.
These are like bad new wave type pictures.
Well, I think that's just his style.
Look at this. My toast is charred to a black cinder. I can't eat this. It's ruined. It's ruined. Then a woman comes by and she says, so stick in another piece of bread and watch it this time. Then he says, are you suggesting that this appliance didn't aggravate me with malice aforethought? Afterthought?
Little comment on the legal system, right?
Yes.
I think so.
Is that it?
And toast.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it?
That's it. Those were the four panels. Now, conversely...
That sucks.
Conversely, let me read you Beetle Bailey.
Okay. Always a laugh riot.
Beetle Bailey.
Serious fun.
General. The general is talking on his phone, and he says, no one can play golf today. I will have to ask that Apple publisher, Lieutenant Fuzz. And then he picks up the phone, and he says, hello, Lieutenant Fuzz. Would you like to? And then in the next scene, here's Lieutenant Fuzz. And he says, yes, sir. And look... He looks like Mike. He's got his golf clothes on already. He has his striped pants and his golf shirt and his clubs.
There you go.
Now, you don't see... Who's this guy?
I'd get a good chuckle out of that.
Mort Walker.
Right.
You don't see him suffering from burnout.
Mm-hmm.
For goodness sakes. It's ridiculous. What's another one here?
Well, you know, I think you've proven the point with that Calvin and Hobbes, but there are more simple cartoons in there. Are they all going to bail on us?
All right, here's High and Lois. I mentioned that one.
Yeah.
High and Lois. It's High, and he's talking to his kid. He's talking to his teenage kid. And he says, I thought those big baggy jeans were out of style. And the kid says, yesterday's fashion is today's retro look. Mm. And then Dad says, I didn't realize things turned around that fast.
Oh, big fun.
Burnout.
That's funny.
Burnout.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
See, that's the difference. Some guys, you know, have the courage to actually get out of the business, while others continue to hammer out the same unfunny strips for years
and
years.
Hold on. Here we go. Let's go to Dennis the Menace. I know we've got to get right to Buzz.
And it's just a personal favorite, but the only guy I'm going to cut some slack on that is the Far Side guy, because the Far Side guy comes up with stuff.
Somebody was pretty funny.
Yeah, and nobody would think of that stuff, and that's got to, you know, be taxing on the brain.
True.
Okay, no, wait a minute, hold on. Here's Barney Google and Snuffy Smith.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I always like them, you know, the hillbillies.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid at the Coonskid camp, he's saying to his teacher, Miss Prunelli, I got the blackboard all spick and span. And then she writes, plum good, you get an A+. Funny, huh?
Taxing.
Yeah.
Unbelievably, why don't you just put it together?
I will.
Listen, maybe they should all get out of the business.
I've got no football game this weekend. I've got a day off.
Right.
Tomorrow, spending the whole day at traffic school. But Sunday, perhaps I'll put pen to paper and come up with something a little better.
You know, since you're the better artist, if I could help you out on the writing, perhaps I could get a cut of the deal.
Oh, of course.
And then we could be like Elton John and Bernie Taupin.
A lot of stuff to get to on today's program. As always, we thank you for listening. You know, I'm not going to get off this subject that we were on just a few moments ago. I just want to make a quick phone call, and then I can let this go.
Okay.
I'm reading in the paper today, and I don't know why this pissed me off, but this really pissed me off, and it pissed me off every time I read about this.
Now, are you a regular reader of this section of the newspaper?
The comics? No.
No.
I don't read the comics, although I tell you what, occasionally in the morning, if Bart's reading them, I will read them with Bart.
Okay.
But other than that, no, I don't read the comics. But I still got to think. This is the easiest gig in the world. The comics in the newspaper, to begin with, are not funny.
No.
You don't ever read them and go, oh, yeah. You read them, and the best you do is go,
Right.
That's it. How about that? That's the very best.
And we were discussing earlier that the guys that write these comic strips and the ladies that write these comic strips are not under the same comedic pressure as the rest of the comedy world. And I would include circus clowns in that.
Oh, I would say the guy who's on the corner right now of M Street in Georgetown and Wisconsin Avenue, the guy that's got a tuba and has got a hat on the ground and is playing for pennies, he has got as much pressure on him as a guy who draws a comic strip.
Absolutely.
Now here's what just fried me. Calvin and Hobbes. A strip which isn't funny anyway. Calvin and Hobbes, Bill Watterson, he's the guy who draws it. He's 38.
Yeah.
He is a year older than I am. He has to step down because he's burned out, man.
Oh, man, the burnout factor.
He's burned out from the pressure. Burned out from the pressure of drawing 5 stick figures a week. Burned out from the pressure. These are not funny. The things that are in the newspaper are not funny. These comic strips are not laugh-out-loud funny.
I can't argue with you on that one.
Calvin and Hobbes, very popular, though, even though it's not funny.
That means he gets more money.
Yeah, true. You know, and there's a lot of them like Calvin and Hobbes. Yeah, yeah. Shoe is another one that's right. Like Calvin and Hobbes. Not particularly funny, but it's in there because it makes people think that they're reading an educated comic.
You know, if he quits, I got one they can replace him with right away, one that I love.
What's
that? I think is good. It's better in color than it is in black and white, but Little Annie Fanny. I think you could pop that right in there, and you know, I'd certainly go right to that strip instead of the sports section every morning.
You remember Little Annie Fanny, of course.
Yes. Little Annie Fanny was just terrific.
Let me see. Basically, what happened here is that this all started with Doonesbury. The guy, Jane Pauley's husband, he starts writing a comic strip that is for intelligent people, okay?
Right.
It's not like Beetle Bailey. It's not like High and Lois. It's not like Dagwood and Blondie. Mm-hmm. Now, here's a guy who originally, when he stepped down from burnout, I could almost see it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can tell when you read Doonesbury, hey, this guy spent more than 10 minutes writing a joke and drawing these stick figures.
Sure.
Okay, but he started a whole big trend now. And the latest is this guy. Here's the quote from Bill Watterson, who incidentally is 38 years old and should be thanking God that he is a millionaire, that he's able to support himself by drawing stick figures. I've done what I can do within the constraints of daily deadlines and small panels. I am eager to work at a more thoughtful pace with fewer artistic compromises.
You know what he's really saying, though, don't you?
What?
He's saying he can make more money on books and calendars than he can writing a daily comic strip. That's the main reason most of these guys retire, saying they're burned out.
Have you seen this, the way this is drawn? What artistic compromise are you having to make here? How about you draw the people that look like people? How about that's the first compromise?
You want photographic art. You're looking for the photographic art.
No, there's ways that you can draw a comic strip, okay?
Right. Well, aren't there certain comics? I'm not familiar with the comic page. Aren't there certain comics that are drawn a little bit more realistically than others, like the warlike ones?
And I understand the war comics. I understand that Calvin and Hobbes is drawn in this avant-garde, slightly askew way. I understand. Trust me, I'm a guy, I don't know jack about anything, but I know a lot about comic books, okay?
You collect comic books.
And you're an artist in your own right. You draw very well.
I can draw as well as these people in doing this stuff.
Yeah. Like for the way Buzz said that you're an artist in Europe. You have a collection. Your paintings have sold worldwide.
All right, so my paintings haven't sold worldwide. But listen, this guy, he should be thanking Jesus Christ, his Lord, that he was given this opportunity. Listen, here's your job. Here's a pen and a piece of paper. Five times a week, draw some stick figures, and we're going to make you a millionaire.
Right.
I can't handle it, man. Hello, this is Bill Watterson. Jesus, the pressure is really getting to me. I have a Calvin and Hobbes migraine tonight.
Now, would you have respected him more if it's as Buzz said, if he had come out and said, I can basically just make more money and have to do less work if I do these calendars and these,
Now, if there has ever been a formula for success in my life, it has been less work, more money.
Mm-hmm. There you
I think I'm a big believer in that philosophy. If you can make that work for
you,
more power to you.
Right.
Oh, no, I don't want to take calls from people who like these comic strips. Hello, Sacramento.
Hey, Don?
Yes.
Now, think about this. Now, I think you're wrong about comics making you... It's more than just a, like you were saying. And think about the two. I think Far Side and Calvin and Hobbes.
You can't put Calvin and Hobbes in the same department as Far Side.
No, unfortunately, if you were in California, you didn't hear the first part of this discussion before we went on the network.
But I read...
I'll give you this. Far Side, that guy's in the same category as Doonesbury. He writes... good stuff.
And
it
takes an awful lot to come up with those ideas,
but
too.
But Don would say that's just one panel.
No, he wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't. Now you're putting words in my mouth. I said the Far Side is good. The guy can draw a picture. Now there's a guy with some talent.
You got on his case when he retired, too.
Did I?
Yeah.
Well, I don't... See, this is why we need a sonographer in here.
Well, but think about
so I can remember my... This. Well, okay, even that. Okay, I'll give you that.
Hey, those two...
Five ideas a week? But you mean he comes up with five ideas a week and he's burned out? Screw him, too. God, I'm serious about this.
Let me see, man. All right. Idea number one. I'm going to have the people drive by. No, I've got it. The cows will drive by the field with people, and the people will be in the field, and the cows will be yelling, yak, 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 out the window.
You sell them so short.
I'm not. I'm just saying, no, I think that it does require a great deal of creativity.
The Far Side.
Laugh every day.
And I've already.
It's like you guys.
Hold on.
I also would have to say.
Do you laugh every day at our show?
What's that?
Do you laugh every day at our show?
Yes, and you work hard on that.
Of course we do. We work harder than some guy that draws a comic strip.
I wouldn't disagree with that at all.
Yeah, see, I think what the issue is, Don is talking about time invested, for the output. And when you're talking about one cartoon.
One a day.
One a day. Right. That's one
cartoon a day. And you mean to tell me a guy's burned out, he's making $1 million, and he can't draw one cartoon a day?
He's got a point.
You know what, Don? I've heard you talk about your ability to doodle things well.
Yes, yes.
You draw a comic strip for a week.
Sir, I'm doing a radio show that has 2.5 million people, and incidentally, I'm not burned out from it.
I know, and you're doing it.
Of course, I'm doing a damn good job. And I'm doing a Washington Redskins show, and we are marketing a CD-ROM. And I am the world's greatest husband and father.
You know, I would.
And I have dogs, cats, and a bird, and hamsters.
And you're going to have a cerebral hemorrhage.
I'm doing all I can. And I got to go to traffic school tomorrow all day.
That's it. Ladies and gentlemen, we are 20 minutes into the program, and traffic school has already reared its ugly head.
All day tomorrow.
And that's the real reason you're testy, right?
No.
No?
No, I'm really testy. And I'm not testy.
Oh,
Come on, look at me.
It's a joke.
Do I look like
it's Veterans Day.
I think you're in a rather festive mood today, and that's this is just carrying on with that mood.
I am a little tired because, as you know, if you heard the show yesterday, Bart is sick. Bart has strep throat.
Mm-hmm.
And last night was one of those situations where it was time to go to bed, and he said, I don't feel good. I want to snuggle. And Frida said, well, he likes being with you when he's sick, so how about you and Bart stay here in this bed, and I'll go sleep in the other bed.
Right.
Which meant that Frida got a great night of sleep, but which meant that every 2 minutes I would, Daddy, I'm thirsty, Daddy, I'm burning. And I felt for him because he had a temperature that was approaching 103 last night.
So is he doing better today?
Yeah, he's doing fine today.
Good.
The temperature is way down, and he's on some antibiotics, so he's doing just
fine. He'd agree with you about this cartoon thing.
Of course he would. Oh, he's my kid.
And I agree with you. I don't say that often, but I agree with you on that.
I just don't buy this burnout thing. I just don't buy it. How tough can it be?
I think 2 hours. You can knock out that comic strip in 2 hours.
Wow.
And if it's lame stuff like this, if it's like Beetle Bailey, I could do it when I'm on the toilet. This is how much effort you have to put into this.
I agree, because I think the actual cartooning, the drawing of the strip, these guys are on autopilot. These guys have done it so many times, that requires no effort. So the only real thought process is with
the
material.
Yeah, I don't even think they don't do their own illustrations after a while. If they get big enough, they have stencils where they actually have other people, their minions,
and still they are being burned out on this.
So it's the creativity part that they're not funny anymore. Yeah, that's why they can't do it.
So are you saying that there are certain guys that just come by and trace the cartoon?
Well, I think, like, for instance, Schultz, you know, the guy who does Peanuts, I don't think he does his drawings. Is he dead now?
No, but he's way too big for that. I agree with
that. He wouldn't do his own thing.
Right.
He'd have somebody else do it.
All right, are you done arguing with me?
Well, you know, I want to just mention one other quick thing about this Bill Watterson. It's something else. I don't know if you have this full article that I read, like, last week here in Sacramento, where they talked about that this guy is so anti-licensing of his characters to become, like, stuff.
Oh, please, stop it. All I see is Calvin and Hobbes items all over the stores. Don't tell me that. I've seen the calendars. I've seen the books. I've seen the T-shirts.
I say we find him.
Well, I'm going to call right now.
I say we find the guy. Take care of this.
Just say, listen, I'll switch jobs with you for a week.
Mm-hmm.
You come in here.
Universal Press, good afternoon.
Yes, hello. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. We're doing our national radio show right now. We'd like to speak to Bill Watterson, please.
I can direct you to a...
Mr. Burnout.
I'm sure he has an office here. Hold on.
I'm sure he has a cool cloth on his forehead right now, having to take a load off after writing that hysterical comic strip today.
Editorial.
Hi.
Bill Watterson, please.
He doesn't work in this office.
How can we get a hold of Bill Watterson? My name is Don, and this is my friend Mike. We're doing a radio show now.
Cello.
Hello. We don't give out his phone number.
You don't?
No,
Could you call him and have him call us?
He doesn't do interviews.
Ugh. It's
why?
Too taxing.
Pardon?
Listen. Here's why I'm calling. I read today that he's quitting the Calvin and Hobbes because he's burned out. And I maintain, how can a guy get burned out when he has to come up with five ideas a week and draw stick figures? for goodness sakes. I have worked harder here in the last 15 minutes doing this show than he has worked in the last year drawing these stick figures. And his strip is not even funny.
Man, my partner is very upset about the fact that he's saying he's burned out.
Here's a guy who has life handed to him on a silver platter. God says to him, please take a pen, draw some pictures. The jokes don't even have to be good, and we'll back the truck up to your house with the money.
Would you like the editorial director to call you?
You know what? He's 38. I'm 37. I'm not burned out yet. How can he be burned out? How can a guy who draws a comic strip be burned out?
Would you like the editorial director to call you back?
Yes. Yes. Yes, I would, please. Listen, Doonesbury was one thing, okay? That one took some brains. And even that Far Side. Who's next? Is Beetle Bailey going to say, I can't handle this anymore? I can't come up with the ideas.
I'm sorry. Are you in the air?
Yes.
Yes, yes. We're railing against this decision by Mr. Watterson to bag it, to quit because he's burned out.
Somebody calls you and says, hi, I'm Don. This is my friend Mike, and we're doing our radio show now. That would be the same as, you know, having to scream we're on the air.
See, we're very frustrated about this situation.
May I have the editorial director call you back?
Yes.
Or can I switch you to the promotions department?
I don't think they can help me.
Yeah, you know who really could help us? We'd love to talk to the man himself and perhaps talk some sense into him and explain to him that, you know, he's got a lot more strips in him.
You don't see Andy Capp bagging it now. You don't see Hagar the Horrible bagging it. You don't see Barney Google bagging it. Family Circus.
Why don't I have Lee Salem give you a call back? He's the editorial director.
I would love that.
And perhaps he can talk to you about it.
I would love
that. Okay, tell me your name.
Okay, my name, Don Geronimo.
Okay, what's your number?
1-800.
Uh-huh.
529.
All right.
9900.
And what city are you in?
Washington, D.C.
Okay, what's the radio station?
Well, we're on the Westwood One radio network. And when he calls that number, make sure he asks for the CD-ROM department.
I'll tell him.
Thank you.
Uh-huh, right. Bye-bye.
That's Lee Phelan that'll be calling. I know his heavy-drinking brother, Liver.
Hey, see, okay, you want to know something? There's a comic strip right there.
There's a strip. Yeah.
That's a comic strip.
There you go.
This is how tough this is. This is certainly an injustice, ladies and gentlemen, and I will not rest.
I think this is a noble quest, and I think maybe, you know, if you get a chance to talk to this guy,
mm-hmm.
you'll be able to turn him around completely. And you know something? I think we can look for 2 strips a day for Mr. Watterson if you get a hold of him. Absolutely. You'll just convince him that really what he does really requires no ability.
Mr. Burnout. And it's not like the guy can draw a good picture.
You heard he doesn't do interviews.
Because he's so big, so burned out. He's the Spielberg of comic strips. God, Calvin and Hobbes is really taxing, man.
Please, no interviews. No.
And don't give me this stuff, all you people call and say that he doesn't like the merchandising. Because I know Bart has Calvin and Hobbes books at home.
He's got all the computers at home. He's got all the fax machines. He's in his home, in his underwear, eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Really, probably hasn't bathed in a month.
The man should be stopped. He's a menace. Bill Watterson,
right.
Public enemy number one.
Now, Gary Trudeau is back, right, after his little hiatus?
Yeah, and he's okay.
He came back, and we can understand, you know, he had a few other things at play, too, with his burnout.
Yeah, and he's got to live with Jane Pauley also.
Yeah, right.
I mean, how tough is that?
You know? He's just up there in Vermont going, yeah, my wife does that the prime time thing.
She comes in. Smells like pot in here again, Gary.
Oh, Jane, leave me alone.
You can't be getting high. I'm Jane Pauley from NBC News.
Oh, Jane, I want to take another year off.
We've got to do a quick commercial break. Thank you for listening. Do appreciate it. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
It's 3:33 now. Here is Sherry Licker. Hello, Sherry.
Hi, Don and Mike. I'm Sherry Licker, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Cello.
WJFK.
Their minds are slowly being taken over by the violently insane Bob Hope, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Paul Turner, my large bald friend, and thank you for listening around America and great radio stations like these in Reno, Nevada. Sports Radio K-Play, KPLY, in Lynchburg, Roanoke, Virginia, 105.9 The Line, WLNI, and right here in Washington, D.C. on 106.7 WJFK, new home of the Washington Redskins. So much stuff
Oh yeah,
to get to. You know something? If we don't start it today, if we don't get to it today, I have the feeling it's going to just drag on and on and on. That would be the top 10 finalists of the homemade jingle contest.
I know that the staff here has worked very hard putting all of these, the very best of the jingles together for us.
they've pared it down from 135 entries down to the final 10.
Yes, easy to listen to these because they're all top quality.
Okay, right. Well, these are the best.
These are the best that we have, that's
the
right.
The best that we received. Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do now is listen to each of them. There are 10. Mm-hmm. We'll give them the highlight that they deserve because these were the 10 best, and we say thank you. Then we're going to pick the one winner for $1,000. And unlike last year when we left it up to a vote of the people that were listening,
yes,
we'll just make the vote ourselves here.
Okay.
We'll just have a...
Is it going to be a secret ballot?
Absolute secret ballot.
Very good.
Although I know what everybody's handwriting looks like.
Rob, would you get me a pen? One of those nice fat pens so I can I can disguise my writing.
We have 10 finalists, and here is finalist number one in no particular order. What do you give you, toilet paper?
He's giving me toilet paper and a magic marker.
Well, see, now I'll know that unless everybody else writes their entries in with toilet paper and magic marker, I'll again know it's you.
Darn. Darn.
Okay, here's finalist number one in no particular order. And thank you to everybody who took the time and the effort to enter our fourth annual and final homemade jingle contest. You won't get high by doing that.
You can't?
Trust me.
You've tried.
I have a whole drawer full of magic markers, Mike.
It's got quite an odor to it, absolutely.
Entry number one, finalist number one, Mark Greer from Valley Springs, California. And the letter that came with it said, "Me and my wife, Edie, put this together for you guys. Hope you like it. And if you don't like it, then why don't you lie?" Well, we don't have to lie because it's one of the top 10 finalists. Here is finalist number one.
No.
Oops. Number one. Finalist number one.
Something funny on your radio.
Tom and Mike.
Every day it's a different show.
Tom and Mike.
They follow you wherever you go.
Tom and Mike.
'Cause they're syndicated, don't you know?
Tom and Mike. Tom and Mike.
Two grown men. Lots of time together, Don and Mike, Don and Mike, they're both white, Don and Mike. When you're driving down the road,
Don and Mike,
and you hear a big old button low,
Don and Mike,
it's coming from your radio.
Yeah,
kind of a lean year this year.
Don't you know?
Hey, one in ten chance of this one being the winner.
A 9 in 10 chance it'll be the loser.
This one's called Don and Mike.
Time together, Don and Mike.
You're always a more Don successful gambler than I was.
They're both white. Don and Mike.
Radio. God.
Don and Mike.
God.
Don and Mike.
No, here's, listen, here's... Okay. Here's where this gets weird, because even though that one probably won't win, that one is just off-key enough.
Yep.
And just bad enough that I bet I end up playing it like over the next year on the program.
Of course.
Kind of quirky.
That'll make it into the regular stuff.
Here's finalist number two. This is by Jim Kent and the Fun Tones.
All right. Hey, the Fun Tones.
From Wichita, Kansas. "Dear Don and Mike, here's my entry into this year's homemade jingle contest. I've hesitated sending it in because I've already had the pleasure of performing it live on your national program in May. Let me see. As you know from your recent visit, $1,000 in Wichita is worth the equivalent of $3,000, two hand mirrors, beads, and a Yugo." And this comes from yours and fun, Jim Kent. All right, here are Jim Kent and the Fun Tones from Wichita, Kansas, finalist number two in the final homemade jingle contest.
Yeah.
Next year, we will just buy the jingles ourselves from a jingle company.
All right.
Oh, I can't stand it. The sun don't shine. I don't care if I lose my mind. I got no place else to go than to listen to the Don and Mike show.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz Burbank with sports and news. When Sherry talks, I lose my blues. It's the most fun on the radio. I love listening to the Don and Mike show.
If I went to jail, got the electric chair.
We've been
sitting through these for 3 months, and this is the best.
This is the culmination right here.
Right here, the cream of the crop. Cream always rises to the top.
That's right.
Still be laughing when they threw the switch.
It's a result of hundreds and hundreds of people putting a lot of work into it.
Darling Mike, you know you done gave me the shock jock itch. Come on.
Sing it.
I don't care if my tires go flat.
Yeah.
Sitting in the middle of a railroad track. I got no place else to go.
Thank you, Jim. Jim Kent and the Fun Tones.
All right. A little shorter version than we heard the first time. Thank you, Jim.
Shh.
Okay.
Shh. Oh, it's still going on.
I think it's a humor tumor.
Yeah.
Fast forward that.
All right. That's good.
Go. All right. Here's finalist number three.
All right. We're at our number three finalist.
From Mobile, Alabama. This is from Andy Noble. And the letter attached says, Dear Don and Mike, Sherry and Buzz, enclosed is another jingle for your review. Sherry said I could resubmit, so here it is. There's no mention of call letters or frequencies. Thanks, and have a nice day. Wasn't this guy a problem? Wasn't this the guy that we originally pulled out his jingle and said, this is a good one, but please don't sell.
Yeah.
Send us songs that have call letters in them.
And I think he got a little upset, too, but then he resubmitted it.
So here it is. See, it paid off. It might pay off. Here's Andy Noble from Reno.
Listen to the Don and Mike Show. They are radio gods, don't you know? With Sherry and Buzz and all the gang, tune into the show, you'll never be the same. Listen to the Don and Mike Show. They are radio gods, don't you know? Every show starts with a big Bronx cheer. They'll do a phone scam, but don't give them an idea. Listen to the Don and Mike Show. Listen to the Don and Mike Show.
All right, thank you, Ange.
Nice and brief and, out of sight.
Okay, here's one more before we have to break. This will be finalist number four. Dwayne Williams from La Plata, Maryland.
Good luck, Dwayne.
I think that this was the rap one.
Oh, if this is the one, I think there were two rap songs. There's one that I really like.
Well, let's find out if this is it now. Here's finalist number four.
Yeah, 3 o'clock, dynamite, time to break out the best station on the air without a doubt. So listen up to the make you scream and shout all over DJs. Just shut up, get out. We're busting Sherry to complete the whole team. The dynamite show is like a teenage wet dream. You can't beat them, so don't mistreat them. And if you pick your cancer, you can just eat them. So listen up to the words that they say and listen to the phrase that helps you get through their day. Let's get sober. Let's get sober. Let's get sober. No drinking dynamite till the show is over. Let's get sober. Let's get sober. Let's get sober. No drinking on the mic till the show is over. Can you get the 10 and the big line? No need for glasses. It's the itchy eye. Toot the teller and honk the cast. No budget jeopardy and the fish ass. There's a few of the games that they play. So listen to the phrase that helps them get through their day. No jumps over. Let's get sober. Let's get sober. No drinking on the mic. Let's get sober. Let's get sober. No drinking on the mic till the show is over. 20 hours a week is all that they ask for. Better than sex? I don't know. I'm not sure. Let me think about it. Let's see. I know I'm getting more done than Mike than see. The show is live all across the nation and guaranteed to be the next generation. So sit back and listen and have some fun and listen to the show that is number one and sing. Let's stay sober. Stay sober.
Good advice. Let's
stay sober.
Stay sober. Till the show's over.
Let's stay sober. Let's stay sober. Time for drinking down the mic because the show is over.
I love that one. All right, Dwayne.
You know, I think there are two rap songs in the finals, and they are both terrific. Yeah.
Thank you, Dwayne Williams from La Plata, Maryland.
What up? It's kicking in the house, homeboy.
Mm-hmm. That's four down. We'll listen to the next six, and then we'll pick the winner, and somebody gets $1,000. Be right back.
Radio gods, Don and Mike.
3:49. Now here's Sherry Licker. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Don and Mike. This traffic report is brought to you by Headline News. Southbound 95 is slow from Backlick Road down to 123. Look out for an accident in Prince William County. Vint Hill Road at Reed Lane. Police are on the scene. Westbound 66. I'm Sherry Licker, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
These
two guys are going to get medieval on your ass. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, I wish I knew what I just did with this fax. I had a fax from somebody in Vermont.
Really?
About this Calvin and Hobbes thing.
Oh, is there more trouble from Vermont?
Well, it said, basically I'm an idiot because Calvin and Hobbes are not licensed. Whatever that means. Listen, I look here on the comic strip, but I see that it's distributed by United Press Syndicate. And also I know that my kid has Calvin and Hobbes items.
Well, what does it mean that they're not licensed? Does that mean that anybody can do them or what?
I don't know. I had made the point that he's making lots of money on the outside with Calvin and Hobbes, besides the fact that it's syndicated to hundreds of newspapers. And apparently, I misspoke, but I don't see how that's possible.
Does that mean that maybe the syndicate
the syndicate.
Does that mean they're maybe making the money off of this guy's efforts?
No, impossible.
No, that doesn't happen in America.
Not in this day and age. No, and I know that there are Calvin and Hobbes books, and there are Calvin and Hobbes t-shirts, because I know my son has both items.
Let's get sober.
Gotta wait till the show's over.
Okay.
Wait till the show is over.
That's right.
All right. Back to the program.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I haven't forgotten. There's two things I gotta get to today. One is this guy, Bill Watterson.
Yeah, no, he's the Calvin and Hobbes guy.
And then also we have a call to make in the next hour on behalf of Ken Stevens to a penis and nipple enlargement line.
You know, it's been a long time since we've left him on the weekend with a gift.
Now let's get back to the top 10 finalists in the fourth annual and final homemade jingle contest. Here's finalist number what? Okay, number five?
Number five.
Finalist number five. Thank you, everybody. It's Harrison Sherwood from Reston, Virginia.
All right.
And Hussing and Forrest Gump, Telly Savalas and Fabio Eisner and Major Bill Bono and Bullethead Charlie Stu and Samuel. Every day they broadcast across the nation to your sending out a message of love and flagellation. Don and Mike, what did we do to deserve you? Sherry liquor is a veritable Venus.
He has itty bitty penis.
I forgot this one.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I am I'm burned out. I am 37, and the pressure of this is just getting to me.
Oh man, this means I'm going to have to work with the Calvin and Hobbes guy.
And though the cheese was rather old,
the late Rudy Martsky.
Yeah.
I had to save it all. I want to find out how much cheese was in, so I can't even tell.
Should have played this during the Beatles tapes yesterday, for goodness sakes. That's Harrison Sherwood from Reston, Virginia.
That one is a lot of fun.
Yes, it
Thank
is.
You, my friend. The next entry Hello, Rob. The next entry, Rob working the reel by reel today in the absence of Broyhill.
That's right.
Jam, Don.
And where is, you were just jamming to that?
Yeah, liking it.
Where is Broyhill today?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know he's got the day off. He asked for the day off.
Think he's maybe taking those private plane lessons that he's been doing.
Out of town.
Said he was burned out.
Out of town. Here's finalist number six, John Piette from Sterling, Virginia. Here's his entry in the fourth annual Homemade Jingle Contest.
One that I was telling you about the other day, though, that I was singing to myself.
One that they were playing back in the room.
Ah.
And is this the one you couldn't believe was in the finals?
Oh, no, Don. This is the one I couldn't believe if you would leave it out of the finals.
Quit my job, ditch my guy for hours a day. When I first heard them, I knew I found the truth. Sherry and Buzz with traffic and news. Rebecca. I wait every day to hear Bart say, give my daddy more pay.
Mm-hmm. Attention Value City shoppers.
Diana gave his phone sex and Charles changed his name. Joe Rockhead is a numbskull and Dennis Wells away. Charlie's a mighty man, the mage has gone away. We'll never know if Lisa Marie ever got his dough. Their show is coast to coast.
Yeah, you know what I have to say?
Yeah.
Bare near.
Darn it.
Dang it. Bare near.
You mean it.
Oh, is that stuff on there?
Yeah, that's you.
Oh,
yeah.
That
yeah,
was
it's
me.
A little sampling they did.
Oh, I got it. Oh, I said darn it, dang it. Okay. I was hearing myself there for a second. I really thought I needed a burnout for a second. I gotta take some time off, man.
Yeah, right.